This is Thoughts on the Table by DisgracesOnTheMenu.com.
Hello and welcome to Thoughts on the Table, the audio blog. I am back, and my guest today is someone who I know personally as a professional wedding planner. And not just any professional wedding planner, it's somebody who I actually hired to plan my wedding 3 years ago in Italy with my wife. So her name is Valentina Lombardi, and she's here with us today. Hi, Valentina.
Hi, Paolo. How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to hear from you. So you may wonder, what does a wedding planner have to do with Thoughts on the Table? A lot, actually, because a big part of Valentina's job over the years has been to bring people from various parts of the world to Italy to get married. And of course, in order to do that, she had to explain a little bit the Italian culture and how the Italians work, if you will. Is that right, Valentina?
Yes, it is. Planning a destination wedding sometimes can be tricky for people that are not living in Italy. And sometimes they do not know what they expect and what they are going to do when they reach the country here. So it is a pleasure for me explaining them how Italy is and our culture, our customs, and our way to live.
Exactly. And now it's actually going further because Valentina is also starting a new business away from wedding planning and more towards travel services and a different type of planning.
Yes. We are still wedding planners and we will keep on doing wedding planning. I hope for a lot of years. But we try to create something new and to do a new project. Last year, my colleague Stefania, Ernesto, and myself had a thought, and we started talking about honeymoons and how people decide to stay in Italy after the wedding, and they needed to have something tailor made, a travel for two usually. And we thought, why don't we try to offer this kind of service too? And when I say travels, I mean traveling as an experience, so experiencing Italy. And this comes to the actual name of our company, our new company, that is Experience Italy Travels. We really want to give our couples, and not only couples, because this is a service addressed to everybody that wants to have a real experience of Italy, a tailor-made experience, and give them the possibility to discover hidden gems, to discover off-beaten tracks of Italian country, and discover the real, as we call it, Italianity.
And do you operate on the entire territory, or you focus on certain areas particularly?
We try to focus for now on Piemonte region and Lazio region, but we have the possibility to offer travels all over the country. So as main focal point, we're going to have a branch office in Torino and a branch office in Rome. But the Torino branch office will cover all northern Italy, and the Rome branch office will cover all central southern Italy, including Sicily and Sardinia.
Understand. And I suppose Turin itself would be one of your destinations. Very happy that you're focusing on the city as well.
Yes, Torino is really what we can say a hidden gem. Is a really off-beaten track destination. For years, Torino has been considered an industrial city because of Fiat, basically. As many people know, is the headquarters of Fiat Group. And it used to be an industrial city, but to be honest, we need to remember that it was the first Italian capital. This is where our country was born. And you can still see all the heritage of this great past. You can see castles. You have a great museum offer. It's a city that has a lot of things to discover.
That's really great that you're focusing on the city as well. And Piedmont, which is, by the way, where our wedding took place. It was in the town of Orta, on the Orta Lake, which is also very unknown to most. So though it's becoming more popular now.
Yes, a little bit more now, thanks to a bigger sister of Lake Maggiore and Lake Como, for sure.
That's right. And it's amazing. It's been fantastic. And a great idea was to hire wedding planners because even though I'm Italian, I have to say this is not an ad, but we're so glad we did because, again, when you work with people that know exactly how the town works, the benefits are enormous. You can actually relax and they take care of all the little things, including all the problems that you're causing to yourself and all the various mistakes that you make. I need to tell a story. So imagine this, you know, we're getting ready. It's now, you know, the wedding is at 4, it's 3:50, it's time to get dressed. You don't want to get dressed too soon as a man. You know where I'm going with this story.
Yes, I'm going where you're going to.
Yeah, so... You know, as a man, you need to put on your suit and it only takes 5 minutes. So you want to do that last minute. So you go get dressed, come out, and I'm missing my belt. So that's ridiculous. I cannot find it. So flip the suitcase upside down and get everything out. And, you know, it's sheer panic because really there's nothing. I cannot walk down the aisle with pants that are just falling down. You know, this is just not going to happen. So I... Honestly, I was so desperate. I look at Ernesto's, Valentina's husband, by the way, and partner in a job, and I go from EIs directly down to the belt because I thought, you're wearing one. So I was so desperate that I would have even asked him to give me his belt, and I don't know what he would have done. And he was ready to do that, but it actually... was smarter than that. He started running. I don't know where he went, but he found a way to find me a belt in 5 minutes within the hotel. And I was up and running and everything went well. And actually the belt was really beautiful too. So, oh my God, I can't believe it. The type of mess that I got myself into. Anyway, so that's what wedding planners do. They solve problems.
We are lifesavers.
Yes, and that's why people love you so much after the day. Anyway, so I'm glad that you're taking these skills to the next level with what comes after the wedding, the honeymoon, and also trips in general, because again, all the knowledge of the country and also the knowledge about what people expect from the country will come in handy, I'm sure.
Yes, sure. The expectation of people that are coming here are not always matching what they find here.
Do you have some stories other than me forgetting my belt? But did it ever happen that people came there with completely wrong, you know, expectations?
Well, not really. Maybe they didn't expect that it was as beautiful as it was. Mm-hmm. So sometimes they come here with a standard expectation, and when they come here, they really literally fall in love with the culture, with the country, and they are keeping on coming back mm-hmm. every year for their anniversaries, for example. And so they were just planning a destination wedding and mm-hmm. like one shot, and after that they are keeping on coming back, and that's maybe they are thinking about buying a new home here.
Oh, moving. Wow.
Learning Italian. Mm-hmm. And this is very nice. I'm very proud of that because this means that we really made our job well. You know, mm-hmm. that we share with them the love for our country. I do love my country, in spite of what many could say, that Italy is a strange place to live and the Italians are very... particular, and politics is strange, and bureaucracy is very odd. I do love my country, and I think I couldn't live in another place, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. And that's great that you can do that and communicate, pass that on to the people that come to you. Do you have any starter packages or some suggestions?
Yes, we do have some suggestions for our clients. Basically, we try to guide them asking questions. So when they are going to send a request to our site, we are going to send them some questions to understand better what they would like and, again, what they expect. So we are going to tailor a proposal, yes, because usually in Italian we say proposal, which mm-hmm. is meaning a sort of a suggestion or tailor-made package to tailor a travel that is made on their tastes. So we are going to have some suggestions for enogastronomic tours. Or relaxing tours in spa or wellness centers, or fashion tours. Italy is the country of fashion too. We need to remember that. Or maybe very hidden destination, or tours based on movies. We have to remember about Dolce Vita, Fellini, and a recent film, The Great Beauty.
Mm-hmm, right.
Or maybe some fun tours with Vespa motor scooter rides. It can be vintage or it can be modern. Or vintage Fiat 500 tours.
Fantastic.
Or wonderful walks into, let me say, into the wild. To the mountains, to the seaside, or some spiritual experiences. Our churches, our monasteries here in Italy are just stunning. So, and we have to remember that this year is going to be the Holy Shroud exhibit in Torino. So we are going to tailor some tours about spirituality. And important thing, we're going to suggest some destination for families that want to travel with kids, where also kids will have fun.
Fantastic. I keep an eye on your website, of course, where you have all this information. And who knows, maybe I'll make use of one of your trips myself, because when I come to Italy, I tend to always do the same things, like go to my family. But and I'm sure that there's a lot to be discovered, even for me, and obviously my wife, who is Canadian. So I'll keep an eye. Also, because I don't know if we mentioned it already, Valentina asked me if I wanted to have a small section in their website. Where I have little bits of notes and information on how to behave in certain situations in Italy, or how to get the most out of some things, like shopping or going to a restaurant. So, yeah, I'm very, very happy that she asked me to do that. It makes me very proud. And I am very excited to be a part of her project as well. So, super cool.
Yes, actually, there couldn't be another person to follow this project. We were glad that you accept, because we really wanted to have a fun section on our site. This was a very important of our project. We really wanted to give some instructions, as you mentioned, because discovering Italy is not only discover hidden destination, but is also discovering Italians and the way we live. So this is an important section that we would love to have on our side.
It's certainly a fun thing to do. It makes me a columnist, so I think. I see myself really, I look myself up now as a columnist, so I can call myself a writer or something.
Yes, you are.
Awesome, Valentina. Thanks so much. Fantastic chat. It was fun talking with you. I'm very happy that you've started this new initiative. I'm sure you'll be very successful. Again, I'll keep an eye on your tours and I'll probably make use of them as well. Thanks again and keep in touch, okay? I'll send you more stuff soon.
Thank you very much, Paolo. And thank you for this wonderful opportunity. I had a lot of fun.
Awesome. Fantastic. I'm glad you had fun. Talk later.
Bye. Ciao.
Bye-bye. Ciao.